Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, what a weekend for OSU athletics. First, the football team ends a long drought at Texas. And second, the soccer team makes it to the Sweet 16 of soccer.
That's right. Our women's soccer team pulled it off on Sunday against Oregon State, and that was just terrific. You know, Oregon State scored right before the end of the half. It looked like almost a fluke, but our girls came back in style, and they won it 2-1, so that was exciting. And, yes, we were down there for the game Saturday at the Longhorn Stadium, and that was I guess it's Darrell K. Royal Stadium. And for the first time in 66 years, Kelly, pretty close to my age, actually. I think I was maybe still a gleam in my dad's eye when we beat Texas last in Austin. So this has been a great team. They are outperforming anything anybody predicted. All these experts had us right at the bottom of the Big 12 South. And, man, are we ever proving them wrong. So it's exciting. Going forward, we just need to win out, and we'll be the Big 12 champion. If somehow we stumble or others don't stumble, it gets real confusing.
Burns, turning to the classroom, the state regents for higher education announcing last week that they're asking for an increase in appropriations, 5.5% for the coming year.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough budget year next year, and I think actually the year following that, and I know this is a stretch for the legislature, but we're trying to make the case that we have record enrollment. As you know, at OSU, we have the largest freshman class since 1981, and it's the highest ranking class ever. Oklahoma desperately needs more college graduates. As I've said many times, if you compare the percentage of college graduates in the state to the per capita income, it is virtually a linear correlation, and that is what Oklahoma has to do, is get more college graduates here. And so it frankly takes some more money, and we can't do it all on the backs of the students. Already we only graduate about 60%, and a lot of that is because people just cannot afford it. So we've made our case. We know that our state leaders will do the best they can. They got a very challenging year. And we're going to do everything we can to help out and hopefully help bring Oklahoma back to prosperity.
Burns, I know you get to experience a lot of interesting things as university president. Recently, you got to do a little stargazing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we really did, Kelly. You know, we do our little Inside OSU, which viewers can see by going to our website and clicking on Inside OSU. And we visit various areas of the campus, and most of them are academic. And as was this last one, which was at the H.S. Mendenhall Observatory, which is west of Stillwater. It's kind of in the middle of OSU land that is used for ag research. It has to be that far out so you don't have that much light interference. But as you say, it's the largest telescope in the state. Mendenhall, by the way, was OSU's first astronomer, one of only three. And we taped that edition last week with Dr. Pete Shule, who is the director of the observatory, and had a couple of his students give us a close-up view of Jupiter. And yes, it does have rings. The telescope is 24 inches. It's the most modern telescope in the state, and in addition to being the largest in Oklahoma, and one of the largest in the Big 12. It was funded, by the way, by a $231,000 grant, which Dr. Shule secured for Oklahoma State from the Air Force. So just another area of excellence happening at one of America's great land-grant universities.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.